The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is in the process of requiring PFAS sampling of sewage sludge under wastewater permits. Those requirements are set to take effect early next year for most facilities. Also known as biosolids, the organic material is what remains after treatment. The DNR's Tim Ryan says the agency will pay for testing if facilities are concerned and want results sooner.
We're trying to collect some data up front just so we have a better idea of where we stand.
Ryan says around 60% of 580 municipal wastewater facilities spread biosolids on land in any given year. Federal and state standards for PFAS and sewage sludge are currently lacking. The EPA is conducting a risk assessment for the chemicals and biosolids. That's set to wrap up by the end of next year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.